The first sentence of the liner notes for Kim Wilson's new album reads, "Kim Wilson is at the top of his game on Looking for Trouble." Let's hear what that really means.
Well, you better tell that man you're with, you coming home with me. I got a bottle of scotch, a hotel key. You in for trouble, date and see you trouble. Well, I ain't gonna lie, you the kind of trouble I've always been dying to try. Look out!
Kim Wilson is the longtime voice and soul of the Texas band, the Fabulous Thunderbirds. He's also an accomplished solo recording artist, and in the minds of many people, the greatest harmonica player performing today. A man who can sit right alongside the legendary Little Walter. Kim Wilson and a batch of his harps join us in the studio. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
And how many do you have in that case you travel around with?
Oh, about, 25. About five that work really well.
And each has a different purpose, or?
Different keys.
Can you show us the difference, or let us hear the difference between a couple?
Yeah. Let's see. Here's a G harmonica, kind of a low key. Now here is the double reed plate model.
Wow, there is a difference, isn't there?
Especially in volume. It's really good for acoustic stuff. You can do things like, I have a thing I do at the end of the night when people don't want to go home, that I do a little acoustic number and kind of I just kind of play it like your grandfather would play, you know, accordion kind of stuff, like. You know, and then they know it's the end of the night.
Quote I've read in which you say, every time I pick up my instrument, I make it modern, even though I'm playing traditional music.
Yeah. I think that you have so many influences and you steal so much stuff that finally it just gets all mixed up into you. A lot of people compare me to Walter, which is kind of sacrilegious in my mind, but... You know, there's also Big Walter, there's Sonny Boy, George Harmonica Smith, James Cotton, Snooky Pryor, Lazy Lester, Slim Harpo, Junior Parker.
I got to tell you, Mr. Wilson, I only recognized a couple of the names that you rattled off. I'm sitting here nodding like, ooh. But
yeah, well, blues fans, you know, of course, harmonica players, a lot of people are not going to recognize these names.
I want to listen to something, if we could. A chromatic harmonica piece, I believe, on this new CD called Tortured. The chromatic harmonica give you that a blues harp can't?
Well, the chromatic gives you a kind of organish kind of sound.
That clicking's the button.
Right.
It's much larger.
Of course.
Yeah.
And I kind of combine a little Walter style with the George Smith style. So the George Smith, he played a lot of octaves, like, you know, which is blocking the holes in the middle and playing the outside ones. And the little Walter style is kind of like. It's just a different way of doing it.
Can great harmonica players imitate each other?
You can play the notes, but the notes you're playing are passé. The notes you're playing only happen once, especially if you're listening to a guy like Little Walter. That solo only happened one time. So if you hear a guy playing a solo off the record, no, you can't really do it. Yeah. No.
Let me see if I get you to perform a cheap parlor trick. What do you think there is in your playing that most people lock onto and imitate?
Let's see. How would it go? Well, I'll tell you what. I'm very famous. Now, here's one thing I'm famous for that they try and imitate, but it's very difficult to do. And it's only one note, and it's this one. That third hole.
Wow.
You spend your whole life kind of trying to get an amplified sound acoustically. But the object is to be relaxed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I told Jerry Portnoy one time, a very good friend of mine who used to play with Muddy Waters. I said, it's kind of like driving a hot car, something with a big engine.
Yeah.
And you're driving down the street. Everybody hears that engine. They know you can punch it. But you just cruise. You don't punch it, and you don't ever punch it when they expect you to punch it. So they're living in anticipation of you burning rubber, and then and you give it one of those, and then you stop and you cruise, and you just leave them hanging in anticipation of that smell of burning rubber.
Any song that comes to mind?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a fast one.
All right, what are we going to hear?
But it still cruises.
Okay.
Oh, it has no title.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Vroom, vroom. Look, now, you mentioned that it feels good to play. Does it sometimes also hurt?
Never.
Never, really?
Never. It hurts to sing sometimes. Uh-huh. When you do that over and over again, you know, I remember one year I did 324 days.
Jeez, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And that can hurt. Whatever you do, all I can say is, whatever you do, it's got to have the juice. It's got to have the credibility. It's got to have what those old records, which will never be duplicated, mm-hmm. the performances of those old guys who invented that music. If you can't create that vibe, that aura, I don't know, man. Is it worth doing? You know, is it worth listening to? You know, I used to have long talks with Muddy Waters, and he would tell me, you know, one of these days, you might be the only guy out here doing this, and you better do me right. You know, the thing about blues music is it's all in the pelvis. That's where people need to feel it. And if you can't do that, I don't care if you're playing 1,000 notes or one, you're not delivering the goods.
Is there a song you'd like to take us out on?
Okay.
What are we going to hear?
We're going to hear a little Jimmy Reed. don't you know that I love you? Honest, I do. I'd never place, baby, no one above you. Please tell me you love me. Stop driving me mad. You're the sweetest little woman that I've ever had.
What a pleasure it's been to talk to you, Mr. Wilson. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Harmonica man Kim Wilson, his new album on MC Records is called Looking for Trouble. For more of his music, you can go to our website, npr.org. And this is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.